I can begin now. Have you done your introduction? I Manandi Radha, should I begin?
Yes, Gumar.
Okay. Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutane Srimati Bhaktivedanta Swamin Ittinamine Namaste Saraswate Dive Gauravani Kacharine Nirvishesha Shanyavadi Paschachade Sukharine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasati Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. The topic that I selected, I requested to speak about was Krishna Leela in Vrindavan. And the first class this evening is going to be about Krishna's pastime of liberating Nanda Maharaj from a serpent that was swallowing him.
那我们今天早上要讲的这一堂关于Krishna Lila的这个部分是关于Krishna从蟒蛇的口中解救了Nanda Maharaj的故事。
This pastime takes place just after the five chapters of the Rasa Lila section of 10th canto of Bhagavatam.
这个逍遥时光它开始就是在第十篇国家瓦坛第五章 Rasa Lila 之后 紧接着开始的。
The occasion was Shivaratri, and I'd like to describe a little bit what that Shivaratri is.
那这个逍遥时光开始的时候就有Shivaratri, 那么我简单介绍一下什么是Shivaratri节日。
Shivaratri is in our Vaishnav calendar. If you look closely, you'll see that date in our calendar of the year.
Shivaratri 在我们的Vaishnava日历里是有的, 如果你仔细观察的话, 能够看到这个日历上这个关于 Shivaratri的日期。
For Vaishnavas to honor Lord Shiva is to respect the fact that he is such an elevated devotee of the Lord, a great Vaishnav.
作为一个奉献者, 我们对主希瓦的崇拜之情, 是把他当作一位伟大的
Traditionally, in India, the Maha Shivaratri takes place in honor of Lord Shiva's dance of dissolution.
在传统的伟大文化中，被这个Shivaratri、Maha Shivaratri这个庆祝的是关于主希瓦跳毁灭之舞这样的一个崇拜。
And one might wonder, you might wonder, why are Vaishnavas in Vrindavan worshipping Lord Shiva?
那么我也会比较好奇，那你们也可能会比较惊讶， 为什么在文达文的这些奉献者们，他们要崇拜主希瓦？
They should be worshipping Narayana.
他们应当去崇拜Narayana才对。
In fact, the personal deity in the home of Nanda Maharaj was Narayana.
实际上在Nanda Maharaj家中的 这个个人崇拜的神像是主Narayana。
But the Vrijvasis were performing pastimes with Krishna as if they were ordinary living entities like worldly people, just simple village people.
但是在主Krishna的逍遥时光中，Vrindavan Vasi，Vrindavan的居民们， 他们所扮演的就仿佛是一个普通的淳朴的这种村民而已，所以他们就像普通的生物一样行事。
And during this period of time, their respect of other great personalities within the universe, like offering a yajna to Lord Indra, for example, is to honor those who were great personalities within our universe, and Lord Shiva is one.
所以其中他们就会崇拜一些在宇宙中非常伟大的人物，比如说像主英转，那么主希瓦也是其中的这样伟大的人物之一。
From Vrindavan, a little bit northwest of Vrindavan, is a place with the Shiva temple.
在文达文的西北部就是一座希瓦的庙宇。
So the residents of Vrindavan gathered together paraphernalia for worship of Lord Shiva, and off they went to this wonderful place where they would honor Lord Shiva for 3 days in a special festival.
所以文达文的居民们就准备好了所有崇拜需要用的用具，然后就前往这片地域去，他们去庆祝为期三天的这样的一个节日。
Within a day's journey, they reached this temple that you see here, a Lord Shiva temple.
那么就在白天的时候，他们就赶到了这个途中你们所见的这个希瓦庙宇的面前。
And you see Krishna and Balaram in the front, pointing to the temple, and behind them is Nanda and Yashoda.
那如你们所见，站在序列前面的就是Krishna 和 Balaram， 然后在他们身后是 Nanda Maharaj 和 Yashoda 妈妈。
And they took bath in the sacred river Saraswati.
然后他们在神圣的河流 Saraswati 河中沐浴。
Saraswati is one of the sacred rivers of India, and today it's not manifest or not visible.
Saraswati 是在印度境内的一条神圣的河流，但当今它是不显现的，或者说它不再为人的所见。
But we hear about this river Saraswati in relation to Krishna's disappearance pastime.
但是我们在 Krishna 隐迹的逍遥时光里面听到了关于这条河流的部分。
Just before Krishna's departure from this world,He was by the side of the Saraswati River near Prabhas Kshetra, the same place where the Yadu dynasty destroyed themselves.
就在Krishna 的这个后裔Prabhas 这个亚都王朝，他们就是这些人民互相毁灭的时候，他就在 Saraswati 的这个河边。
And it was there.That Krishna gave final instructions to Uddhava, which were also heard by Maitreya.
那么就是在那里 ，Krishna 向 Uddhava 传递了他的训示，还有他的教导。那我们就是从 Maitreya 圣人那里所聆听的。
During this period of time, 5,000 years ago, the river Saraswati flowed a little northwest of Vrindavan.
所以就在5000年前，在文达文 Saraswati 就这条河流是向文达文的这个西北部这个流向。
And the temple is in the region called the Ambika Vana Forest.
这个庙宇的所在地，它位于 Ambika Vana 或者说 Ambika 森林这个地域。
Just like in Beijing, you have a nice devotee. Her name is Ambika Dasi.
就像在北京有一位非常好的奉献者，他的名叫 Ambika Dasi.
And Ambika is one of the names of the consort of Lord Shiva.
而 Ambika 他是古希瓦的一位伴侣的名字。
But the Bhagavatam explains when the devotees of Vrindavan were worshipping Shiva and Uma, shown in this deity form here.
在文章文,就像你们自动看到的这个神像一样。
They were actually worshipping Lord Sadashiva, who is a form of Lord Vishnu. I'll explain.
那实际上他们所崇拜的是主Sadashiva，他其实是主Vishnu的一个形象，我待会会做解释。There
are multiple forms of Vishnu, of Shiva, who have multiple residences in different parts of the spiritual and material creation.
主希瓦有不同的名字。 以及他在各个宇宙以及在整个物质创造中有不同的这种显现。The
topmost and the original of these forms is known as Sadashiva, and he's actually a form of Lord Vishnu.
在他的所有形象中，这个至高的这一位就是 Sadashiva， 他也就是主 Vishnu 的形象。Another
one of the realms of Lord Shiva is in Shiva Loka, which is outside of the universe, but not in the spiritual sky.
希瓦的另外一个居所，它是在这个宇宙之外，但是并不属于灵性天空的这样的一个领域，是西卡洛卡。
A third residence of Lord Shiva is in the heavenly realm.
而主希瓦的第三处的这样的一个居所，处在这个天堂星宿的领域。The
Hindus of India today are familiar with that place. It's called Kailash. It's the celestial garden region of Kuvera.
那么当今的这些印度。 印度教比较熟悉的人，他们知道这个主希瓦的这片居所叫凯拉什，它是一个天堂般的花园，是主库维拉的花园。And
there's at least one more that's called Mahakalapur, where Rudra resides at the very bottom of the universe.
那还有一片就是一片领域叫卡拉普尔，它是在宇宙的这个最底部。
On the order of his father, Lord Brahma, he's simply waiting there for the time of universal destruction so he can do his destruction dance.
遵循他的父亲主Brahma的训示，他就一直等在那里，等待这个宇宙毁灭的时候，他可以去上演他的毁灭之舞。Now,
if you didn't understand all of that, it's quite okay.
当然，如果你们对这些不是很了解的话，这都没问题的，很OK的。At
least understand that Shiva Tattva, the truth about Lord Shiva, is very complex.
就是知道一点就可以了，就是关于Shiva Tattva， 关于Shiva 主Shiva 这个范畴的这个真理是非常的复杂的。And
when the Vrijvasis are worshipping Lord Shiva, while it may look like they're worshipping a demigod, they're worshipping a form of Lord Vishnu named Sadashiva.
那要知道一点就是，文达文，Brajavasi，文达文的居民们，他们崇拜主希瓦，他们不是崇拜一个半神人形式的主的希瓦形象，而他们崇拜的是主Sadashiva，就是主Vishnu的一个形象。Here's
another example that many of you are probably familiar with.
还有另外一个例子，可能你们大家很多人会比较熟悉。This
is a painting of young gopis when they were young girls worshipping Katyayani, who is a demigoddess or form of Durga.
那就是在这个逍遥时光中，牧牛姑娘们就是为了让 Krishna 成为他们的丈夫，他们在这里崇拜了一位半神人，就是。
The word vrata means vow. Katyayani vrata means vow that's taken during a particular month in worship of Katyayani.
Vrata 的意思是誓言, Katyayani Vata 就是在Katyayani 当时发出的誓言。
The procedure is during the coldest month of the winter, that is December, January, the young girls would go to the shore of the river Jamuna while it was still dark before the sun came up.
这个程序，履行这个誓言的程序，就是在最冷的这个冬日里，就是在十二月到一月份这样期间的一个特别寒冷的冬夜里面，太阳还没有升起前，这些年轻的文达文的姑娘们，她们就是聚集在这个雅木兰的河岸。
In that month, the river Jamuna is ice cold.
就是在那个月份，雅木兰河是冰冷冰冷的。
Before the sun came up, they took their bath up to their necks in the freezing cold.Jamuna River.
那么在日出前，这些姑娘们会浸没在这个雅木纳河中，就是浸没到她们的颈部。
Then, as you see from the painting, they would go to the river bank and worship a deity form of Katyayani.
就像你们在图中看到的，他们会在雅木纳河岸去崇拜，一个。就是帕提亚亚尼女神的一个神像。
Because these were village girls, they didn't have wealth.
因为她们都是些淳朴的乡村姑娘，所以她们没有什么钱财。
But that's okay. They used earth and water to fashion a deity of Katyayani and dressed and worshipped Katyayani that way.
但是这并不影响她们。他们就用泥巴和水，就是组合成了一位卡提亚亚尼女神的神像，然后为她穿衣，为她装饰等等。
The Srimad Bhagavatam describes this worship in the following way.
斯里摩大瓦坛中对这种崇拜做出了如下的描述。
There was a discussion.Between the personified Vedas and the Shrutis, which were personified, the forms of the Vedas that are in the Shruti section.
那么，当时韦达经的人格化身，或者说是韦达经中的这个 Shruti， Shruti 这个部分的这个人格化身，当时说。
And.The conclusion of that discussion, there's detail. The conclusion is the gopis were actually worshipping Yogamaya, who is the origin of Katyayani.
结论是，当时他们讨论的结论就是，实际上这些姑娘们所崇拜的是 Yogamaya.
Because you can't have connection with Krishna without Yogamaya.
因为你如果不通过 Yoga Maya 的话，你是无法和 Krishna 取得任何连接的。
You cannot approach anything material to get something spiritual.
你没有办法通过接触任何物质的东西来去与灵性的东西产生连接。
So though it sounds like they were worshipping a material demigoddess, they were worshipping Yoga Maya, Krishna as the husband.
所以听起来好像看起来他们好像在崇拜这种物质的这个女神，但实际上他们所崇拜的是 Yoga Maya， 他们是为了通过崇拜 Yoga Maya 到Krishna 作为他们的丈夫。
The past time that Krishna performed was he took the clothes of the gopis, climbed up a tree, and had them come to receive their clothes from him one by one.
那 Krishna 接下来上演的逍遥时光就是。把牧牛姑娘的衣服都倒走了，然后把她们挂在树上，让她们一个一个挨个到她的面前。
At the bottom of the tree, that's where you see the goddess Katyayani.
如你们所见，在树底下就是这个卡提亚亚尼女神。
The reason I'm bringing up this pastime is to explain the connection between demigod worship by the residents of Vrindavan. and the transcendental worship that they're naturally inclined towards.
之所以要提到这些逍遥时光，是为了阐释，就是文达文的居民们，他们看起来所做的这个半神的崇拜，与他们这个实际上对灵性的这个崇拜的之间的联系。
Just as the gopis were worshiping Yogamaya,
就像这些牧牛姑娘们，她会崇拜 Yogamaya。
Similarly, Nanda Maharaj and the residents in Vrindavan.Were apparently worshipping Lord Shiva, but they were worshipping a form of Vishnu known by the name Sadashiva.
对，同样的 ，Nanda Maharaj 以及其他的文达文的居民，他们表面上好像在崇拜主希瓦的这个半神的形象，实际上他们崇拜的是主 Vishnu 的一个形象，就是 Sadashiva.
After the long journey.To reach Ambika Vana, they began the worship and they were very tired, so they took rest at night.
那在他们从文达文朝这个 Ambika, Ambika Vana 这片区域去前进的时候，已经非常的疲惫了。等他们到达这里时候非常疲惫，所以他们打算在这里休息。
In the painting you see in the background, that's the Shiva temple.
在这幅图中，你们背景能够看到，这就是那个希瓦的庙宇。
And there were four different resting places, along with many, 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 many other devotees of the Lord who were from all different places from the purpose of Shivaratri.
那为了去庆祝这个 Shivaratri 这个节日，其实有四处地方是就是来自各地的这个崇拜来前来庆祝节日的这个居民，他们会休息的地方。
Men took rest in one place, the ladies took rest in another place, the children took rest in a third place so they could pray, and Nanda Maharaj was given his own special place near the temple.
那就是这样，有这个四处地方，就是男子们是在一个地方，女子们在一个地方，然后小孩子给他单独一个地方，这样小孩子可以在那里玩。南达玛哈尔他有一个特别的地方，就是在这个庙宇的前面有一块他独自休息的地方。
In the dead of night, a giant snake, I don't know if you know the translation for boa constrictor, is a kind of snake that swallows animals or creatures or something whole and then just puts them in his belly. You know the name for a boa constrictor? No?
No.
Okay. Have somebody look it up for you. Boa constrictor. The serpent crawled on his belly, because he doesn't have legs. He crawled on his belly and approached the feet of Nanda Maharaj.
是一条巨蟒，然后他就以他的这个腹部在地上匍匐前进，然后接近了 Nanda Maharaj 他的足，然后开始准备吞噬他。
By touching the feet of Nanda Maharaj, who is a pure devotee, he became purified just by touching his feet.
因为他触碰了 Nanda Maharaj 这位纯粹奉献者的足，所以仅仅通过这一点，他这条蟒蛇就得到了净化。
Still, he was a hungry serpent, and from the foot of Nanda up.Going upwards along his body, he started swallowing Nanda Maharaj, his whole form inside the body of this giant serpent.
这是一条非常大的巨蟒，它就从 Nanda Maharaj 的脚步开始，一直到他的头部，把 Nanda Maharaj 整个吞了下去。
When Nanda Maharaj felt his body being swallowed, he called out very loudly.
当 Nanda Maharaj 发现自己整个被吞进去的时候，他开始大声的呼喊。
Now he's the king, and his son is just a small boy. So who is he going to call out for?
那他是一个身为这块领地的国王，那他的孩子只是一个小男孩，那他到底是在呼喊谁呢
？He called Krishna's name.
他在呼喊 Krishna 的名字。
And hearing Krishna's name, the serpent became further purified.
然后这条蟒蛇通过听到聆听了 Krishna 的圣名，它又进一步的被净化了。
Now, if you're the father and there's this little boy that's your son, and you're going to call your son when you're in danger, why did he do that?
那如果你是一个孩子的父亲，当你身处危险的时候，你会呼喊孩子的名字吗？为什么啊他会这么做呢？
In an earlier pastime, Krishna appeared in the house of Nanda and Yashoda, and there was a name-giving ceremony performed for Krishna by Gargamuni.
就在当时 ，Gargamuni 和 Krishna 在他们出生的时候，给他进行了这个起名仪式。
You'll find that detail in Chapter 8 of the 10th Canto or Krishna Book.
你会在这个第十篇，博迦瓦坛第十篇，或者在 Krishna book 中，第十篇的第八章，或者是在 Krishna book 中找到这些起名仪式中提到的细节。
One of the things that Gargamuni said about Krishna is that he will have powers like Narayana.
Gargamuni 当时在起名仪式上提到的一点就是。这个 Krishna 他会拥有一种力量，就像 Narayana 那样的力量。
He didn't say he was Narayana. He didn't say he wasn't Narayana. He just said he has powers like Narayana.
所以他没有说他是 Narayana， 或者说他不是 Narayana。他仅仅只是说他有像 Narayana 那样的能力。
And with those powers.Of Narayana, he will protect all of his devotees, so take very good care of this small boy.
所以他就会保护，因为他有像 Narayana 那样的能力，所以他可以保护整个Vrindavan的居民。所以你们要照顾好这个孩子。
Nanda, in time of danger, he remembered those words of Gargamuni.
Nanda Maharaj 是在情急之下。在这个危急之中，他想到了这个 Gargamuni 说的话。
And therefore he called out to Krishna for protection.
因此，他就大声的呼喊 Krishna， 向 Krishna 呼救。
Now, what happened next?
那么现在接下来发生了什么呢？
When he called out really loudly.He woke up all the Vrijvasi men.
他当时真是超大声的呼喊，所以惊醒了所有这个文达文的居民。
And they took sticks and started beating the snake to let go of Nanda Maharaj and stop swallowing him.
他们抄起了棍子，不停的打这条蟒蛇，想让这个蟒蛇放弃去吞噬 Nanda Maharaj。
And some of the sticks they had were from the fires that were burning in the evening, and so with burning sticks, they were hitting and whacking the serpent.
其中他们有些人拿的是这个，就是燃起篝火的这个火棍，所以他们就是拿起各种棍子在不停的击打这条蟒蛇。
That happened first because.They were closer to where Nanda Maharaj was resting, and the boys were further away.
这是首先发生的事情，是因为这些男子他们就是离 Nanda Maharaj 他休息的地方比较近，那些男孩们要离他们要远一些，他们在另外一个地方。
They were further away because, you know, little boys like to play, and they don't want adults messing up with their play, and so they were just going to place a little distance to play.Take rest at night.
因为你们知道了，这个小孩子他们喜欢自己无忧无虑的玩耍，不希望有大人去干扰他们的玩耍，所以小孩子们他们聚在一个地方，然后也就在那里休憩。
Krishna heard his name being called by father.
就听到了他的名字被他父亲在那呼喊。
So he came very quickly.
所以他飞速的就赶过来。
And you saw the scene of Vrijbasa again, beating the serpent with sticks and fire, and they were unsuccessful. The serpent continued to swallow Nanda Maharaj slowly. Help, Krishna!
那 Krishna 看到这一幕，就是这文大文的居民们不断的用棍子啊去击打和灼烧这条蟒蛇，但是蟒蛇并没有停止去吞噬 Nanda Maharaj， Nanda Maharaj 还在继续的呼救，喊到救命啊！
The serpent had the next purification by seeing the form of Krishna.
而通过眼见到面见到 Krishna， 这条蟒蛇就进一步的得到了进化。
And after seeing the form of Krishna, all Krishna did was put his left foot on the head of the serpent, and he delivered the Vidyadhara, who is inside the body of the serpent.
那 Krishna 他做了什么呢？他把他的左脚放在了这条蟒蛇的头上，他使寓居在这条蟒蛇的体内的 Vidyadhara 从他的体内啊得到了解脱。
So please imagine the scene where all the Vrijbasis are filled with fear. No, Nanda Maharaj is being swallowed by a serpent. Help! And this Vidyadhara comes out of the body of the serpent, this effulgent, meticulously dressed, ornaments and jewels and crown and an amazing personality.
那你们想象一下这一幕吧，当时文达文的居民们都非常的焦急，他们看到这是一条蟒蛇在吞噬南达马花，他们都在大声的呼救，救命啊救命啊，但是这个时候从蟒蛇体内出来一个非常 光灿的衣着光鲜满载各种珠宝非常富丽堂皇的这样一位人物 Vidyadhara 从里面出现，这是一个非常崇高的这样一个人物，从非常美丽的一个人物从里面出来，这一幕是非常惊奇的。
The Vidyadhara bowed his head before Krishna. His body was effulgent, just like the sun.
这个 Vidyadhara 他从这条蟒蛇体内出来，然后就拜倒在 Krishna 面前，他身上散发出的光灿就像太阳一样。
In front of all the Vrijbasis, Krishna started a little conversation with him.
在所有的文达文居民面前 ，Krishna 开始与他开始展开一段对话。
He complimented Vidyadhara as being very beautiful and very opulent and very effulgent.
Krishna 就赞赏了这个 Vidyadhara， 他说你非常的美丽，非常的富裕等等。
He asked him, "Who are you?"
然后 Krishna 问他你是谁呀、
啊、？And how did you end up with this awful-looking serpent body?
那你是谁？那你究竟做了什么，会让你落到这样一个地步，变成一个非常丑陋、这样恶心的一条大蛇
？So he then said, "Formerly, I was a Vidyadhara named Sudarshana."
他说，我之前实际上是一位 Vidyadhara， 名字叫。Sudarshana
pronounce Vidyadhara correctly, please. It's Vidyadhara. Vidyadhara.
Vidyadhara.
So where are the Vidyadharas anyways? Anybody there in China know where the Vidyadharas live?
那你们中国这些奉献者们，你们有人知道这个 Vidyadhara 他住在哪里吗？
The Vidyadharas live in the middle planetary region.
Vidyadhara, 他住在这个中等星系这片领域。
There's the earthly plane called Bhumandala.
那里有这个地球所在的这个地球星系的领域叫 Bhumandala.
There's above that is the heavenly plane called Svarga.
而在这不曼达拉之上是天堂星宿的领域，叫 Svarga Loka。
In between Earth and Heaven is a place called Bhuvarloka。
而在这个天堂星宿和这个地球星宿所在的这个星系之间，就是 Bhuvarloka 的所在地。
And Bhuvarloka has many places, many different types of small demigods, like the Siddhas and Charanas and Yakshas and Vidyadharas and all those categories. They live in this Bhuvarloka region.
那在这个Bhuvarloka 为这个 Bhuvarloka 这个领域，就居住的各种小型的这种半神人，像这个 Siddha Siddhar 还有Chinar 还有Yaksha 以及等等这种，还有Vidyadhara 这种小的半神人，他们住在这片领域。
At the end, I'm going to tell you another story from the sixth canto Bhagavatam about Vidyadhara realm.
那么就在这个结尾的时候，我想讲一下《圣殿博迦瓦坛》第六篇中关于这个 Vidyadhara 他所居住的这个领域的一些细节。
Some of you may already know the story. It's about King Chitraketu.
你们其中有些人应该也已经了解了这个 Chitraketu 国王的一些故事。
He went straight from becoming a king in the same lifetime he became the king of Vidyadharaloka. We'll talk about that shortly.
那么这个国王在他那一生，他就变成了。这个成为了一位 Vidyadhara， 我们稍后会对这个进一步的详细解释。
And Krishna had two questions: Who are you, and how did you take the body of a snake? So he gave his name, Sudarshana from Vidyadharaloka.
Krishna 就问他了两个问题：你是谁？你又是如何得到这个下场，成为一条蟒蛇的？所以他回答到，就给了他自己作为一个 Vidyadhara， 他的名字就是 Sudarshana。
Unfortunately, although my body was very beautiful and opulent and so many nice things, I had become proud.
他说这个维迪亚达尔他说尽管我的躯体是很美丽，我有各种各样的富裕等等，但是我却变得骄傲了。
And unfortunately, I made an offense to a great sage named Angira Muni.
而且非常不幸的是，我冒犯了一位叫 Angira Muni 这样的一位圣人。
If you read Bhagavatam carefully, you'll find that Angira Muni is one of the six natural sons of Lord Brahma.
如果你们对这个圣殿博迦瓦坛仔细阅读的话，你们会了解到 Angira Muni 是 Brahma 他心意中诞生的六个儿子之一。
And he was the father.Of Brihaspati, who is the priest of the demigods.
而且 Angira Muni 他是 Brihaspati， 就是半神人的灵性导师的父亲。
The body of Angira Muni was not so beautiful like Vidyadhara.
那这个 Angira 他这个六个兄弟，他并不是像Vidyadhara 他们这种生物拥有这样美丽的形体。
And so.The Vidyadhara named Sudarshana, he laughed at him and joked about his looks. He didn't look so nice. He wasn't very handsome and charming. He looked quite plain.
所以这个 Vidyadhara 当时就嘲笑了 Angira Muni 的长相，说你长得不英俊啊，也长得不帅啊等等。
Now, some of you may have studied Nectar of Instruction.
你们中的一些人可能已经研习了这个教诲的甘露。
And those of you that have studied Nectar of Instruction, you know that it's an offense to consider the bodily features of a saintly person in some mundane way. It's an offense.
那你们研习了这个教诲的甘露的人就应当知道，其中就可以学到一点，就是以物质的眼光去评判这个圣人的长相外表，这是一种冒犯。
When Angira was insulted in this way, he cursed Sudarshana to become a serpent. You're envious like a serpent. Become a serpent.
那当时 那尼拉摩尼被这样的冒犯了之后，他就发下了诅咒说，那你就变成一条蟒蛇吧，因为你很生性嫉妒，那你就变成一条生性嫉妒的蟒蛇好了。
Here's a question for you, devotees.
那么奉献者们现在有一个给你们的问题。
There may be a doubt.
那也许会有一种疑问。
Why is a great sage like Angira Muni cursing people to become serpents? That's not nice.He lost his anchor and has to become a serpent. Not nice.
那有的人就会说，啊，为什么像安迪拉穆尼这样的圣人，他会发下一种诅咒，然后让这个人变成一条蟒蛇呢？这个结果好像不是怎么好。
Within the curse was his achieving the mercy of Krishna in the way that we just described.
而实际上，在诅咒之中包含的是。他能够真的 Krishna 这样的一个祝福在里面。
Angira was not just becoming mean and angry and giving some bad result. Rather, he was giving him freedom from pride and elevation to Krishna Bhakti.
Angira Muni 他并不是心思非常狭隘，或者是出于生气愤怒，然后就给了这样一个坏的结局。他实际上，让这个人他免除了他的骄傲，并且能够把他提升到对 Krishna 的 Bhakti 这样一个境界。
Imagine he touched the lotus feet of Nanda Maharaj. He saw the form of Krishna. He heard the name of Krishna, and he had the touch of Krishna on his head.
你们就想象一下吧，他当时这条蟒蛇，他触碰了。南达马哈尔兹的足，同时他又面见了 Krishna， 他又聆听到了 Krishna 的名字，同时还让 Krishna 的足放在了他的头上。
And he became immediately purified.
而且因此他就立刻就得到了净化。
You know the pastime of Krishna touching his feet on the head of another serpent named Kaliya.
你们知道另外一个逍遥时光 ，Krishna 用他的莲花足触碰了另一条蟒蛇卡利亚。
Kali was really in bad shape.
Kaliya 当时的状态可不怎么好，状态非常糟糕。
When Krishna was dancing on his hoods again and again and again and again, Krishna was smashing his hoods so that his heads were even unrecognizable, and still he wasn't purified. It was a hard case.
那当时 Krishna 在卡利亚的数个头魂上不停的舞蹈。其实就在真的是在碾压他所有的头，让这些舌头都无法辨认出来了。但是在那种情况下，卡利亚仍然没有得到彻底的净化，所以那个情形其实是比较难以对付的一个情形。
However, eventually, Kaliya also became purified.
当然，到最后卡利亚还是最终得到了彻底的净化。
Krishna had released him.From all of his enviousness and other bad qualities,
Krishna 使卡利亚从他的各种嫉妒啊，诸如此类的这种邪恶的品质之中解救了出来。
And he sent him away from Vrindavan to go back where he came from, Ramanaka Lake.
而且 Krishna 就把他就是遣出了 Vrindavan， 让他回到卡利亚原本所在的地方。
Ramanaka Lake.
Ramanaka.
Ramanaka Lake is in the area of Fiji.
Ramanaka 这个湖，它其实位于斐济这个区域。
In China, do you know where Fiji is?
你们这些在中国的奉献者，你们知道斐济在哪吗
？It's in Southeast Asia.
这个实际上是在亚洲的南部，东南部。
A series of islands.
是一片就是充满岛屿的地方。
That's where Kaliya came from, and that's where Kaliya went back to.
这个就是卡利亚他从哪里来的这个地方，也是他最后返回的地方。
So now let's go through the rest of what Vidyadhara. says to Krishna.
那我们接下来就讲这个 Vidyadhara 他对 Krishna 说的这个余下的部分。
He said, "Now I understand that Angira Muni was actually most merciful to me by cursing me the way that he did."
他接着说，我现在明白了 ，Angira Muni 他是最为仁慈的，通过他对我做的这一系列事情。
He gave me the opportunity to become free from pride and all other impure conditions by the touch of your lotus feet.
他让我有一个机会触碰您的莲花足，让我摆脱了诸如骄傲等等的那种邪恶的品性。
My dear Lord, remember, he's speaking these words in front of all the Vrijbasis. The Vrijbasis are hearing a demigod praying and offering praises to their friend, Krishna.
你们要注意一点，当时 Vidyadhara 是在所有的文大文居民面前向 Krishna 献上祷文的，也就是说他们看到了一位半神人向 Krishna 就向他崇拜。
Those who want to become free from fear take shelter of you.
他说那些渴望从这个恐惧之中摆脱出来的人应当崇拜您。
He then requested Krishna to return back to the place where he came from, the Vidyadhara realm in the upper planetary systems.
刚才他说是那些想要摆脱恐惧的人应当去托庇于您，然后他就向 Krishna 请求，让他允许他回到他原本所在的地方，就是高等星系所居住的地方。
In these prayers, he's addressing Krishna as the Supreme Lord, the Lord of all the devotees, the Lord of all the universes.
在他的祷文中，他称 Krishna 是所有这个所有奉献者的主人，还有这个所有的宇宙的主人，宇宙之主。
Then he concludes by saying, "I was purified by seeing you." And what you speak of being touched by your feet, I was even terrified just hearing your name being called out by Nanda Maharaj.
他说我仅仅通过到见到你就得到净化，更何况你还用你的足碰到了我，而且我用我的耳朵听到了 Nanda Maharaj 呼喊出的您的圣名。
Here's another ISKCON painting. There you see the Vidyadhara with his crown rising from the serpent body.
是另外一幅 ISKCON 关于这个消时光中所描绘的图景，这个你能看到 Vidyadhara 正在从这个蟒蛇的躯体中显现出来。
And you can see the serpent half swallowing Nanda Maharaj's body, and he's calling out to Krishna.
你们也能看到这个蟒蛇，它吞噬了一半的这个 Nanda Maharaj， 然后 Nanda Maharaj 在向 Krishna 大声的呼救。
In the background, you see Balaram. He's enjoying the fun.
在背景你们看到 Balaram 在旁边非常饶有兴趣的在看热闹。
While the Vrijbasis are beating the serpent with fire sticks.
而与此同时，文达文的居民们在用这个火棍在击打这条蟒蛇。
And way in the background, that's the Shiva temple.
在这个画面的这个远景的地方，就是西瓦庙宇的地方。
This is another nice painting of the same scene.
这是另外一幅关于同样一个场景的另外一幅美妙的图。
The serpent was really big.
这个蟒蛇真的是非常的庞大。
And Vidyadhara was very beautiful, ornamented lavishly, and very respectful to Krishna.
这个 Vidyadhara 他是非常的光鲜，然后浑身珠光宝气的从这个蟒蛇中出来，然后向 Krishna 非常的崇拜的这种心态。
It's important. Right in the middle of this pastime is the glorification of the chanting of Krishna's name.
非常值得注意的就是在这个消时光中，就是有一段非常强调的就是关于圣名的荣耀。
He gives the teaching of the chanting of Krishna's holy name.
他给予了念诵、唱诵 Krishna 的圣名的这个训示。
Anyone who chants your name purifies all who hear his chanting.
任何一个唱诵他圣名、唱诵主圣名的人，净化了那些聆听到他的这个唱诵的人。
Just as the chanter purifies himself.
就像这个唱诵者净化了他自己那样，他净化了别人。
How much more beneficial than is the touch of your lotus feet?
他能够得到您莲花足的触碰，这个又多么的更加的这个就是裨益于人呢？
In fact, when we're chanting Krishna's holy name, we are in touch with his lotus feet.
实际上，当我们念诵主 Krishna 的圣名的时候，我们就在触碰他的莲花足。
That's the theology of the holy name.
这就是圣名的理论。
Here's a nice painting of Lord Chaitanya and his associates in ecstatic kirtan, chanting and dancing.
这是一幅查斯坦尼亚和他的徒友们在狂喜之中唱诵主的圣名的这样的一幅图景。
There's another nice painting where Lord Chaitanya is crying profusely, and a little puddle of water, a little pond of water, is at his feet from all the ecstatic emotion that he's experiencing from chanting and dancing.
这是另外一幅图上，另外一幅情景，就是主查斯坦尼亚。马哈帕布他在极乐之中留下了不停的泪流不止，以至于形成了一个小小的这个像池塘一样的这样的泪水。
The scriptural teachings that are the basis for the chanting of the holy name by Lord Chaitanya are found right in the verses of Bhagavatam. You just have to read carefully.
关于主查斯坦尼亚马哈帕布关于圣名的这个教导的这个本质的根基，它就在《圣典薄伽瓦坛》里面有所描述，所以你们最好仔细阅读一下。
Now we'll spend a little bit of time discussing who's entitled to see Krishna, who's entitled to touch Krishna.
然后会花一些时间去讲述谁有资格，能够去，sorry, Guru Maharaj, could you repeat?
Shall I repeat?
Yes.
Yeah. Let's spend a little bit of time discussing who is entitled to see Krishna and who is entitled to be touched by Krishna.
让我们花点时间来讨论，谁能够被赋予资格去面见 Krishna， 还有谁能够被赋予资格去触碰 Krishna。
When Krishna performed his pastimes in the earthly realm,
当 Krishna 在这个地球星系的这个领域上演他的逍遥时光的时候
his mercy was without limit, that is to say, everyone could see him, even bad people.
他的仁慈是没有设限的，也就是说任何人都可以去见到他，甚至那些邪恶的人也能够面见他。
When bad people saw him, they also became purified, like Shishupal, although he had enmity toward Krishna, he became purifiedby seeing him, by remembering him, by calling his name, although he was calling in a bad way, he became purified and purified and purified.
那么就是那些即使是邪恶之人，他能够见到 Krishna 也会得到净化。有一个例子就是 Shishupala 的例子，虽然他对 Krishna 抱有这样的敌意，非常的嫉妒他。
Now the Vidyadhara recognized his purification immediately, and for example, Shishupal and Kamsa didn't.
Shishupal, he 通过面见 Krishna, 然后呼唤他的名字，尽管他是以 Krishna 的形式，然后他不停的去意念 Krishna, 他得到不断不断的进化。当然，当时这个 Vidyadhara 当时是立刻就认出了 Krishna 的地位，而 Shishupal 他 Kamsa 却很久没有认出 Krishna 的身份。
You can understand then that the Vidyadhara who became a serpent was not actually a deep in the core of his heart bad person, rather He was proud, he offended an exalted person, and he had a problem. He was overcome by Krishna's mercy.
那么我们从中能够看到一点，就是这个 Duryodhana 他并不是内心那么的邪恶，那么真的是坏到骨子里这种情况。实际上他只是一个骄傲的人，然后因为冒犯了圣人，所以导致了这样的一个情形。然后这个情形也因为得到了 Krishna 的仁慈，得以化解。
In our practical life as devotees, we're instructed be very careful not to offend.A Brahmana or a Vaishnava.
那在我们这个奉献者的这个实际的这些教导之中，我们被训导说，我们不要去，我们要非常小心的，不要去冒犯婆罗门或者说是 Vaishnava.
Even if the Vaishnava does not, or the Brahmana does not push you, you're going to get a reaction. So you better be prepared.No offenses against Brahmanas and Vaishnavas.
那尽管这些婆罗门或者 Vaishnava 他们本人可能不会诅咒你，但是你是肯定会受到这个反应的。所以一定要非常的小心，永远不要去冒犯这些婆罗门和 Vaishnava。
However, we're imperfect beings, and supposing we do make a mistake, make some offense, what to do?
然而我们都不是完美的这样的一个生物，所以我们总是会犯错，那可能会去做些冒犯，那我们怎么办呢？
Find the Lord Nanda Maharaj.
去寻求Nanda Maharaj 他的莲花祖。
And hear Krishna's holy name.
然后聆听 Krishna 的圣名。
And see the deity form or paintingform of Krishna or his spiritual form if he appears before you and hear his holy name.
然后就是聆听 Krishna 的圣名，还有去面见Krishna 的这样的图画或者说神像的形象，以及当 Krishna 显现在你面前的时候去看到他的这样的灵性的躯体，还有就是聆听 Krishna 的圣名。
The offense committed against Angira Muni stayed with him until he received the mercy of Krishna.
那么他因为被冒犯Angira Muni, 他这个冒犯导致的结果一直伴随着他，直到他被 Krishna 所解救。
Because of the curse, he achieved the body of the snake.
由于他的这个 Angira Muni 给他的诅咒的缘故，他变成了一条蟒蛇。
Because he had the body of a snake, he kept swallowing Nanda Maharaj, and you know they were calling Krishna's name and hitting him with sticks. When you have a body that's a contaminated body, you do contaminated things because of the body.
尽管因为他已经变成了一条蟒蛇，尽管这些众人都在拿各种火棍来击打他，他仍然无法控制自己，仍然继续在吞噬的 Nanda Maharaj。因为他拥有这样一个受污染的躯体，当你在一个受污染的躯体当中，你是没有办法控制自己不去做这些污染的这些行径的。
In chapter 13 of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna explains this.
在《薄伽梵歌》的第十三章 ，Krishna 解释了这一点。
If you get the body of a dog, you're going to bark and chew on bones and wag your tail. That's because you have a body of a dog. You do what dogs do.
那如果你得到一条狗的躯体的话，你就会不停的这个大声的啸叫，而且会去吃那些残根剩菜，因为这就是狗的躯体里面它的品性导致它所做的行径。
Or if you get the body of a king, then you sit on a throne and wear crowns and think you're an important person because you get the body of a king.
或者说你是个国王，那你就自然坐在王座上，头戴皇冠，认为自己是个非常了不起的重要人物，这是在国王的躯体里面，国王做的事情。
And that's our condition also. We also have bodies and we're very much under the influence of that bodily contamination or bodily conditioning.
那同样的，我们也现在被局限在我们的躯体当中，所以我们也会受到这个来自躯体的这个影响，以及这个被污染的这个躯体的这种种种的带来的各种影响和控制。
So what to do once you have a material body? You keep getting more material bodies. It's an endless cycle, and thus there's the mercy of the devotee. And you say yes to the mercy of that devotee, and you move out of the bodily conception of life.
那么怎么办呢？因为你得到了一个物质躯体，会导致你接二连三的再得到下一个物质躯体，就像一个往复的循环一样，直到你得到一位奉献者的仁慈。然后这个由于奉献者的仁慈把你从这种躯体化的概念中解救出来。
There's very nice lessons, practical lessons in this story of Krishna's pastime. It only takes about 20 verses to cover the whole teaching, the whole event.
当中
I want to describe now a little bit about this Vidyadhara, after getting Krishna's mercy, wanted to go back to this material planet, Vidyadhara Loka.
那我接下来想要去阐释一点，为什么这个 Vidyadhara 他在这个获救之后，为什么他要选择返回他的那个物质的这个居所？
What did he want to do going back there? It's described.
那么接下来就讲述了他为什么要返回他的这个居所。
He wanted to go on Sankirtan in Vidyadhara Loka. He wanted to inform the other residents of that place who is Krishna in the life of devotion to Krishna. He had an attachment to those who were like him, but he had now purified state of consciousness, so he wanted to give Krishna consciousness to the residents of Vidyadhara Loka. That's described.
那么他就是说他要回到他的居所这个 Vidyadhara Loka 去进行第二场去传送 Krishna 的荣耀，讲述 Krishna 是谁，以及对 Krishna 的奉爱， Krishna 的这个Krishna 的 bhakti， 以及因为他对 Krishna 产生的这种依附之情，他在一种现在他拥有了这种已经进化的知觉，他可以去让 Vidyadhara Loka 上的人得到受益。
What about us? What about you and me?
那我们又如何呢？那你和我会又怎样呢？
Well, we have a material body, right?
我们现在都有物质的躯体，对吗？
And we identify with our group of people, maybe your family, or maybe your... And with something, because you got a body.
那么我们都会把自己认同为是就是一类人群，比如说你认同于你的家庭，认同于你的这个所在的城市，认同于你所在的国家等等。因为你拥有这个物质躯体。
But by some mercy, you met some devotees, and now you're living a life of devotion to Krishna while still having a body with family and circle of friends and community and nation and so forth.
但是由于你的奉献者的仁慈，现在你过上了一种 Krishna 这种奉爱的生活，那你仍然处在这个物质躯体当中。但是你现在仍然去服务于你的这个家庭，在你这个特定的人群当中，你的城市啊，你的国家这样的情形。
You can do like Vidyadhara does. You can go back to your people, whatever that group is, and do sankirtan. You know in an appropriate way, in a respectful way.Let them hear the message of Krishna also.
所以你们就要像这个 Vidyadhara 他所做的那样，就是返回你们的这个原来所从属的这些人群当中去进行 Sankirtan， 就像他们当然以一种非常恰当的方式，一种非常尊重的方式向他们讲述 Krishna 的消时光，让他们聆听关于 Krishna 的讯息。
And very important, inwardly We should cultivate and hanker for Krishna eternally.
那还有一个非常至为重要的，就是你需要去培养一种对想要永
try to share Krishna message with others. Krishna Katha.
在外在上呢，就是你要去恰当的去履行你的职分，然后去与他人去分享关于 Krishna 的讯息，还有 Krishna 的话题 ，Krishna Katha.
And inwardly cultivate a hankering and eagerness to be with Krishna eternally. Be eligible, qualified to be with Krishna eternally.
而内在你需要去培养这种啊、渴望与 Krishna 永恒的待在一起的这样一种。这种愿望，以及去培养这种品质，让自己能够有这种资格，能够与 Krishna 永恒的待在一起。
This is the very bhakti process that Guru Chaitanya gave.
这个就是恰恰就是主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 给予的关于 bhakti 的这个程序。
I invite all of you to read Srimad Bhagavatam Canto 10, Chapter 14, Text Number 3.10, 14, 3.
我强烈的要求邀请大家去阅读《圣念博加瓦坛》第十篇第十四章第三十节。
Another time I'll discuss that verse with all of you.
那在下一个时候啊、我会与你们一起来讨论这个世界。
It's a teaching that says, stay in your position, dedicate yourself to.Topics of Krishna coming from purified souls.
那么这个传递的教导就是，你就处在你现在所在的这个社会的这个状态和地位当中，然后将自己致力于去聆听，从这个纯粹的灵魂那里去聆听关于 Krishna 的话题。
Purification and elevation of consciousness will result.
这样会导致啊、结出这样的果实，就是让你的。知觉得到进化和提升。
And hankering to be with Krishna eternally will also awaken.
而你对内在对想与 Krishna 永恒的待在一起这种渴望的这种愿望也会被由此唤醒。
I'm going to end with just reminding you of something I said earlier.
那么我将要去、做结束了。那么我现在只是要提醒一下我们之前就提到过的一个事情。
Remember, I mentioned something about King Chitraketu.
我们可能记得我当时提到了这个 Chitraketu 国王的一些事情。
The story of King Chitraketu is found in Canto 6.
关于 Chitraketu 国王的这个故事，它是记载在《博加瓦坛》的第六篇。
By the mercy of Angira.And Narada Muni, he achieved spiritual perfection.
借着 Angira Muni 以及 Narada Muni 的仁慈，他真达到灵性上的完美。
So perfect that in his very lifetime, in his very same body, he was lifted to become king of one of the Vidyadhara realms.
所以、由于他的、他的纯粹和他的这个崇高的地位，他就在他的那以他的那个身躯，他就成为了一位在这个 Vidyadhara 这个半神人当中的取得了这样的地位。
He became so elevated that one of his friends was Lord Shiva.
他是如此的地位崇高，以至于他的、一位他的伙伴之一。他的朋友之一是主希瓦本人。
In the painting, we see Lord Shiva with Parvati by his side.
在图中你们能看到主希瓦以及他身旁的 Parvati, 他的伴侣。
And Lord Shiva was having the Srimad Bhagavatam class with Narada Muni in the audience and other great sages, as you see in the painting.
就像你们在图中看到的那样，当时普斯基瓦正在向阿尔德摩尼及其他的一众圣人在讲述圣殿摩加瓦坛。
And while this discussion was going on, King Chuchiketu descended in that vimana or airplane that you see in the background there.
他们讲述的这个课程进行的当中，这个Chuchiketu国王他就乘坐着这个 vimana 或者说这个飞行器就是降临了。
When things were more auspicious in the earthly realm, residents of the higher realms would come and pay visits from time to time to give their benediction and blessings.
当地球上在进行一些非常吉祥的活动的时候，这些天堂的居民就会到访，前来赐予他们的祝福。
And Vidyadhara Loka is a little above this earthly realm, as I described earlier.
就像我先前提到的，就是这个 Vidyadhara Loka， 它就在地球的星系之上的一点。
Vidyadhara。
Vidyadhara Loka， 在这个地球之上的一点。
Let's try this one.Narayana.
Narayana.
Is everybody in China says Narayana? It's wrong.
Because in China, many risk takers call it Narayana. Narayana.
Narayana is the way in China people mainly almost always pronounce wrong.
Because Chinese risk takers always mistakenly pronounce.Narayana 这个名字称为 Narayana。
When you're calling somebody's name, it's nice to pronounce the name, right?
当你称呼某个人的名字的时候，最好还是把他的名字准确的发音出来，不是吗？
Especially in Sanskrit, names mean something too.
尤其是它是这个梵文的名字，它的每个名字都是有特别的意思的。
Okay, so we heard.A very nice pastime of Krishna rescuing his father Nanda Maharaj from the mouth of a serpent who was swallowing him.
So we just heard that Krishna from the mouth of the serpent who was swallowing him.
And we heard something about the nature of demigod worship.When done by the Brijbasis is not like when ordinary people perform.
而且我们还听到了这些文大文居民他们所举行的这些看似是半神人崇拜的仪式，实际上并不是像普通人那样所做的那样。
They're actually involved with the internal potency, although in Lila they're acting as if they're worldly people.
实际上他们所做这一切都是与内在的这种是与内在能量相关的表面上他们看起来就像普通的一些村民一样行事。
Okay, so we've been going for 1 hour and 15 minutes and now we have some time for discussion.
所以我们已经讲了一个小时十五分钟了，现在我们一些时间可以用来讨论。 Here are several questions.
Okay.
第一个问题来自于 Sambandas。 明白 Maharaj， Krishna 的娱乐活动是人格的活动，请问是不是只要没有跟 Krishna 连接就是处于非人格的状态呢？感官享乐者也是处于非人格的状态吗？他们也是有情感的，虽然这种情感是扭曲的，他们也有形象，虽然这种形象不是灵性的形象，能否把他们也划入非人格的状态吗？ Krishna, actually several questions. First question is that Krishna's Lila is the activity all personal activities. So I want to ask you that So does that mean that any activities without the connection with Krishna, we can consider them all in a state of impersonalism? Can we understand that way?
No. It can be material, not necessarily impersonal.
实际上并不是这样，就是这些事物可能可以被认为是物质的，而不是一定要认为它们是非人格的。Second question, 感官强度这个属于什么？So the those who are engaged in the sense gratification, are they also in the kind of state of personalism?
Engaged in what?
Sense gratification.
Sense gratification. That's material.
这个是他们并不是处于非人格的状态，他们处于这个物质主义状态。
Sense impersonalists want to refrain from sense gratification. Those that are indulging are not impersonalists; they're materialists.
实际上，非人格主义它是这个摒弃这个物质活动的，所以这些沉醉于醉心于物质活动的人，他们并不是非人格主义者，他们是物质主义者。Second question. They also have, because this kind of person who are engaged in sense gratification, they also have emotions. Although this kind of emotion are very, not the proper way, but they also have some sense of form. Although this sense of form is not spiritual. I think you have already answered his question. He's just confused about that. Okay, next question. Some bandas. 崇拜 Krishna 的莲花柱有什么特殊意义吗？为什么不崇拜莲花脸、莲花肚脐？既然 Krishna 感官可以交替互用，为什么经典只强调崇拜莲花柱呢？ So is there any special meaning of worshipping Krishna's lotus feet? Why we don't worship his instead of that we worship his lotus navel and since that Krishna's sense, his organs can function in the same level, so why the scripture just emphasize that we should worship Krishna's lotus feet?
Do you want to know why there's emphasis on his feet as opposed to his lotus eyes or his lotus smile? Or his lotus navel. You want to know why there's a lot of emphasis on his feet? Is that the
yes.
question?
Yes, yes.
Yes? It's an indicator of submission and service.
崇拜主的莲花柱，它这个暗示了一点，就是一个非常谦卑的状态，以及这种心态。
When you're at the feet of someone, it's a mood of humility and submission.
当你臣服在一个人的莲花足下的时候，这意味着一种臣服和皈依的心态。
And his feet are very sweet.
而且他的莲花足是非常的甜美。
Most people, their feet smell bad. Krishna's feet are very sweet.
那大多数人的脚都是臭不可闻的，但是 Krishna 的脚却是非常的甜美的。
Next.
Next question from 小鱼，请问，蟒蛇是代表色欲、愤怒、贪婪吗 ？So, serpent, does that, Does that mean the last and anger and lion? Does that mean the three things happened?
Do you understand the question? You're asking about lust, anger, and greed, and is that what the question is about?
Does the serpent represent the
no.
anger and the lion?
Mode of ignorance.
这个蟒蛇代表的是这个愚昧心态。
Envy, specifically.
尤其是这种嫉妒。Next question from Shruti Devadasi. My Guru 和老师们，这是一个佛教徒的问题。为什么在佛法里，我们被教导要发大愿，要普度众生？如果遇到逆境的时候，就会被告知是业力的显现。如果遇到好运，就会被祝福，这是你修来的福报。而在 Krishna 知觉里，却全部只讲奉爱和服务，然后就是祈祷仁慈，一点点都不提个人力量。难道个体存在 Krishna 知觉里就一点点不被鼓励吗？She said actually it's a question from raised by a Buddhist. He asked why in the Buddhism we are taught that we should have such a desire that we need to save all the living entities, and if we come across the come across the difficulties, then we are told that it's the symptom of our karma. And if we come across the good fortune, it can be seen as a blessing. It's what we accumulated the piety before. But in Krishna consciousness, Krishna consciousness always talk about devotion and service. And other than that, are simply prayers and mercy. But Krishna consciousness doesn't mention the endeavor from personal endeavor and personal power. Does that mean that Krishna consciousness does that mean that Krishna consciousness doesn't approve or encourage the importance of the personal individual?
No.
并不是这样。
Bhakti requires effort as well as mercy, not just mercy.
Bhakti 实际上它并不是说仅仅只是依靠仁慈，它也需要个人的努力。
Effort in bhakti should be guided by spiritual intelligence or buddhi given by Krishna.
在这个 Krishna 知觉中的努力需要由 Krishna 给予的这些智慧所引导。
There are some similarities in what Buddhism teaches and what Krishna consciousness teaches. There are some significant differences also.
在 Krishna 知觉与这个佛教的理论里面有很多相似地方，但同时它也有很多显著的不同。
But we want to, the part that is similar is we make endeavor towards transcendence, towards a life that's free or liberated from the conditioning of material existence. We strive in that direction.
那么相似之处就在于两者都在说我们要努力的去摆脱服务的境况，朝超然的方向去努力。
Okay, can we go to the next question?
那我们现在就是讲下一个问题好吗？Next question from 钟英莲。Okay, she just comments about questions. 请问我是人是不是物质污染？昨天我侄女。 问我你是谁，他说他的名字，我说这是你的名字，然后他说我是人，我又不能说你不是人，该怎么样解释给学生听呢？Sorry, Grandma Hardy, it's a little confused. I try to understand her question.
Ask the person to explain it if you don't understand the question. Go to the next one.
Okay. 这个钟英莲女士，你可以解释一下你的这个问题吗？或者说你可以打开你的麦克风，能解释一下你的问题吗？因为这个问题好像不是特别的清晰，就是你可以解释一下。我们现在先讲下一个问题，好吗？Next question from Harry Vamsa. 请问，请问怎么培养时刻想与 Krishna 永恒待在一起的愿望？The Guru Maharaj, I want to ask that how to cultivate the desire that I want to stay with Krishna internally. How to cultivate that kind of desire?
How to cultivate that kind of desire?
Yes.
Follow the bhakti process nicely.
那就是遵循这个。非常好的去遵循这个 bhakti 的这个程序。
When you read Prabhupada's books, just like we discussed, when you read Prabhupada's books carefully, you'll see something external, and you'll see and feel something internal.
像我们刚才所讨论的，就是当你去仔细的读宝塔的书的时候，你表面上能够有一些领悟，但是还有一些就是内在的领悟。
When that internal desire becomes strong and stronger, then you'll detect and feel nourished by the teachings that are within Prabhupada's books that will help you develop that strong desire. It's there. It's there.
当内在的愿望已经开始发展的时候，你通过佛法的书，其实能够让你内心的这种愿望得以增长，但这个愿望本身实际上已经就在那儿。
You may an additional factor is to associate with those who you know are interested in that deeper and internal cultivation, and keep that association along with everything else that you do.
那么你可以在做你该做的那些事情之外，去与那些的方案程序有更深的理解领悟的人，这样的有或者这种更深的愿望的这些人，跟他们去保持一种联谊。
You develop qualities like those with whom you associate.
那么近朱者赤，近墨者黑，你跟什么样的联谊，就会获得他们身上什么样的品质。
So find some association just like what you just described and cultivate that association on a regular basis.
所以就是你要去保持这种恒常的这种联谊，与拥有这些你想要培养的品质的这些人去保持这样的一种恒常的联谊。
Go ahead, next.
The question raised by Zhong Yinglian, she explained it. She said, does that mean I'm a person? Is that also kind of a material pollution, a contamination? Can we understand that I am a person? I mean, I have a person body. So,
You have a shirt on. It's not contamination to say I have a shirt on. If you identify I'm Mr. Shirt, then that's contamination. But to have a shirt is not contamination.
实际上就是我是人，或者说我有这个人体的这个躯体，本身并不是物质污染。就像我穿了一件 T 恤衫一样， 这不是说 T 恤衫本身是污染，而是说我认为我是这个 T 恤衫，这个是污染。That when we try to teach our children that telling her that she is a person, she is not the body. I think she means that she is a person, not the body. What should we say to explain to this kind of children?
Do you understand the question?
Sorry, grandmother. Just ask her to explain that the concept that we are human, but we are not only the human body. What should we say to children to make them understand this concept?
It depends on the child, what you say to the child.
我不是很清楚你对孩子会怎么去讲。
Here's a very simple one you can say to the child.
这里有个非常简单的例子，你可以这样跟孩子去讲。
You can first you appreciate how intelligent they are, flatter them a little bit. Oh, you're really a smart child.
你首先去夸夸你的孩子，然后去赞赏他。先说，哎，你是个非常非常聪明的孩子。
And they'll go, yes, yes, you're very smart.
然后这些孩子就会说，哎，是是是，我非常聪明的。
Then you say, okay, I'm going to ask you some quiz questions.
然后你说，那么接下来我要问一些考题来考考你。
And you say, okay, point your hand.
那你会说，那你现在扎下你的手。
Now point your foot.
然后再扎下你的脚。
Point your leg, point your head, point your arm.
我刚说错了，是指向你的头，指向你的脚，然后现在你指向你身体各个部位。
And now I want you to point to you.
那现在我让你指向你自己。
And they'll get confused.
然后他们就会很困惑。
So who are you? You're my hand, my head, my foot, my arm. But who's me? That's the body is different than me.
所以你就会说。你就会告诉他这个，那我和我的手，我并不是我的手，我的躯体的中任何一个部分。那么我是谁呢？我不同于我这个躯体。
There's so many things your parents can say to children to help them understand.
当然还有很多就是作为父母可以给孩子所讲的，让他们去理解这个概念的。
Try Krishna's message in Bhagavad Gita.
去。试着去理解《国家梵歌》中的这些教导。
Once upon a time, here's a picture. You had a little baby body. Where's your baby body now?
比如说，你向他展示下一个婴儿的照片，说：“那现在这个小婴孩哪去了？”
And you get your phone out and you take a picture. Okay, now you're 5 years old. There's your picture. And then in 5 years, where'd that body go? You're still around.Who's the youth that's still around? And one day you're going to be older like me, but you're still around. Who's that you that's still around? And you're not the body. You know, so there's little things that kids can understand help them.
然后你可以掏出手机。
Still take care of your body.
Yes. 你可以掏出手机，然后对他拍一张照片，然后说现在你是五岁。那么再过五年呢？再过五年，那个时候你还在这儿，但是这个小孩子已经不在了。那有一天你会像我一样衰老，那么那个时候你仍然在这儿，但是这个躯体却已经像我一样衰老了。那么，就是其实我们关于这个概念，可以有很多可以对孩子讲，让他们理解他们不是这个躯体。
Okay, next.
Yes, next question.
Krishna,
So now we have material body, and we have a sense of men, women, cat and dogs. But in spiritual kingdom, is there any such kind of discrimination among different bodies, like the women, men, different animals?
This sounds like it's hard to hear her. Is it because the speaker's back there? Is this speaker working?
Oh, sorry.
I'm having a conversation here about our sound system. Hang on. Our sound system is not working so well. Is it coming from the from this? Manini Radha, can you speak the question again?
Yes. So, Kumar, now we have such kind of a material body, and we have a discrimination with the women and men, cat and dogs, there are differences.
Yes.
Is there any such kind of a difference or discrimination in spiritual kingdom where we have a sense of a man, a woman, and different animals' bodies?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
当然啊, 灵性世界也是有这些 不同的这种区分的,
it's not ego-based or false ego-based. It's a function within society.
但是这种区分它不是基于假我的区分的, 而是基于这个社会构成的这个功能区分的。
In the spiritual world, everything is for Krishna's pleasure, and that's how everyone is going forward with their existence.
在灵性世界里, 所有的生物, 它的存在的目的都是为了服务 Krishna, 它们存在的目的。
Krishna does rasa dance with the gopis, not with the gophers.
像 Krishna, 他与牧牛姑娘们跳舞, 但他却不与这个牧牛童们上演 rasa 之舞。
And Mother Jashoda, you know, does things that Nanda Maharaj doesn't do.
你也知道，亚舒达妈妈她上演的一些逍遥时光，不是Nanda Maharaj能够上演的。Next question from Vidavati Devdasi. Inbai Maharaj, 请问蟒蛇为什么要吞噬 Nanda 王，而不是其他人？是巧合吗？还是 Krishna 的计划安排的？ So may I ask you that why the serpent swallowed Nanda Maharaj but not anyone else? Is that a coincidence or is just Krishna's arrangement?
Krishna's arrangement.
不是巧合，是 Krishna 的安排。
Krishna wanted him to get mercy, so he got Nanda's feet. That's how it started.
因为 Krishna 想给这个 Vidyadhara 他要给他仁慈, 所以让他触碰 Nanda Maharaj 的莲花足, 这是他的安排。 More questions. Is那个想问为什么培养时刻与Krishna永恒待在一起的愿望是这个吗？还是另外一个问题？ 这个问题问过了，刚才问过了。对。No more questions from her.
Okay. Well, I hope you enjoyed seeing the images and hearing about Krishna's pastimes. One of the nicest parts is for me. As Nanda, the father, is calling out in desperation, his life is at risk, Krishna, please protect me. Now, father's calling to their son in this way, it's not normal, but because he understood that Krishna had powers, not he's God, but he had powers like Narayan, it was just reflex for him. not just the cowherd boys and girls, but his father. Shelter.
那么希望你们都很喜，就是很享受今天我们聆听的这个 Krishna 逍遥时光，以及看到这些精美的图画。那么对我来说，印象让我最为深刻的就是 Nanda Maharaj 他的情急时刻，命悬一线的时候，他大声的呼喊 Krishna 的名字，他大声的呼喊啊，救命啊 Krishna。那么他当时是啊，并不是，这是像父亲向孩子呼喊，在情急非常紧急的时刻呼喊自己的孩子，让自己的孩子来拯救自己，这个是非常不寻常的事情。但是当时 Nanda Maharaj 他所想到的就是Krishna 他有着非凡的力量，像 Narayana 的这种超凡的力量，所以他就想到了这点，他就向他的孩子呼救，而不是向别的牧牛团或者是别人来呼救。
Okay, thank you all very much. We'll see you again in 2 weeks.
那么非常感谢大家，那我们两周之后再见。
We're going to need a lot of weeks because Krishna's pastimes in Vrindavan are unlimited.
我们可能要讲好几个星期呢，因为 Krishna 的逍遥时光是无穷无尽的。
So I hope I live a long life so we can speak about Krishna a lot.
所以我希望我能够长命百岁，这样我能够一直去讲述 Krishna 的许多的逍遥时光。
Shri Prabhupada Ki Jai.
Mm-hmm.